Welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. Oh, I've got some bangers and heavy hitters this week, plus a couple of tunes from bands who sent me a song via the email, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. So come spend the next hour with me as I pay homage to bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. If you want to contact me, you can do it via Insta or Twitter at SmileRadio3 or Instagram at thecodfatherdj. You can also email me, thecodfatherdj1.com. So first up, we have a band who actually got in touch with me this week. It's Breath After Coma. They're a four-piece garage punk rock and roll band. They're from Athens. They've been together since 2013. They've released a self-titled EP in 2015, which led them to showcasing their music around various venues across Greece. They played Athens Release Festival in June 30th this year, supporting Disturbed and Anthrax. This is taken from their new album, Woke Up in Babel, or Babel, I'm not sure. Available on Bandcamp, and this is We Are Falling Backwards.
I stopped asking why I embrace collective tribe. I'm so emotional, there's no sense now, there's no sense now. I am so casual, I feel so casual. It's system we
Oh, count me out. That was Skullfox, a five-headed rock metal monster from the Black Country. They've been active since 2006. Pretty good start to the show, don't you think, Nathan? Here he is, Nathan Downs. Been moshing.
Again this week. Beautiful start to the show. Great playlist as always, Lee. Loving Skullfox.
Yeah, good track. I thought there was some good riffs in that. Beautiful. So it was a very, very lively start to the show, like you say. You were throwing some shapes about there.
Making the circles.
Making circles. That was just weird moves. Right, we're moving on. Got another band coming up now. They contacted me again during the week. It's the Unquiet Dead. The female-fronted gothic electro garage rock duo. They're from Bedfordshire and they're founded in 2017. They decided to write a full album before actually playing any of the gigs. And from 2018 right through to present day, they've been smashing through their dynamic and diverse style, all delivered with a raucous energy. So if you get the chance to see them, do so. They also have a new album due out in October time. They don't tell me what they call the album. They didn't tell me that bit, but this is Painless. Check it out. The Codfather, their music.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan's had him behind the counter, frightening him to death. Didn't like that one, did you, Nathan? It was a bit scary for you, bless him. That was a bit of dark electro-industrial metal from Dawn of Ashes. They're from LA, and they fuse a terrifying soundscape with brutal rhythms and extreme vocals. You didn't like that, did you? Are you all right now, Nathan? Are you calm down? Yeah. That was Systematic Guillotine. That was the name of the song, not the band. On we go. Got a band called Mudlow. Alternative blues rock and roll trio from Brighton. Apparently they play soundtracks to all your dark movies. They're also playing the Corporation in Sheffield on the 24th of May with the Bonnevilles and Edited People. Bands we've all played, on here. Not all of them, but we do play them. A gig Dr. Ains and myself are looking to go to, so check this out. It's Evolve by Mudlow. Thank you. That was another band that had been in touch with me this week. That was Bear Away with Parts and Labour. As a band, they formed only January this year. And having played in lots of different bands, they all got together, you know, around the Bridlington and Scarborough area. Joined forces and now play music that they really want to play. Fast-paced punk and lyrics coming straight from the heart. Their EP comes out 31st of May and they're looking to be playing shows in the UK later this year, so keep your eye out for them. Quality music does come as standard with the Codfather. Up next on the jukebox we have Bristol-based dystopia-themed metal electronica. So you better get back behind the couch, Nathan. Just in case. They're a four-piece and they have notable influences such as The Prodigy, Pendulum, Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn Manson and many, many more. This is Mark 3 or MK3, I'm not sure. Enjoy.
Going down, back and going down, and then he died.
Sounded a bit weird that. What a tune that was, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. I'm just laughing at Nathan, he cocked it up there. That was Crowbar, full-bodied artist in punk rock with a very much a hard rock undercurrent. They were formed back in 2015 by Carter, who was the former lead singer with the very successful UK punk band The Gallows. Right, on we go. We've got Lung Money next, a noisy progressive band, hailed as one of the most exciting bands to come out of Bristol. They do really have the potential to go on to achieve incredible things in the music industry with their fast-paced rock and roll. So let's enjoy this. It's Cyber Lover.
Backstage absolute silences.
From Birmingham garage punk rockers, The Cosmics. They've been making waves across Birmingham and the UK music scene with their fuzzy punk, and they actually played Glastonbury Festival's BBC introducing stage in 2017. They've also played Ready in Nile Away and Kendall Calling. I really like them a lot. That was a grower, that, for me. Well, that Nathan was doing a bit of pogo in there. He's getting right into it. Right, we've got the Murder City Devils next. They're a punk band based in Seattle. They've been playing their fierce raw powerful music since their inception in 1996. This is Boom Swagger Boom. You're listening to The Codfathers Alternative Jukebox.
Come on, boys! We'll be right back.
Watch and Shine, that was Gino and the Goons. The Florida punk rockers led by Gino Gambino. The Goons do play a rowdy punk rock that holds up its pint to me. You know, well, not just to me, to the Ramones, Chuck Berry, Nervous Eaters and Motorhead. And I myself will doff the pork pie hat to them. And their loose interpretation of rock and roll. Really did enjoy that. It could be my catch of the week, but I'll let you know. Right, up next on the jukebox we have the Humpers. Again, this is a cracking tune. Garage punk band, they formed back in 1989, so they've been around a while. They're led by Scott Deluxe, he was formerly of the Suicide Kings. This really is a belter of a tune. This is Drunk Tank.
Yeah.
I'm Scum by the Idols. Who in February this year were voted, nominated for the Best Breakthrough Act of 2019. Singer Joe Talbot does actually reject the post-punk labels that are bandied about with the band. And at a 2018 concert in Manchester, he actually said, for the last time, we are not an effing punk band. Right, what are you laughing at? Well, as another show comes to an end, I'd like to say my catch of the week this week is going to Gino and the Guns. You know, thanks as always to Nathan Downs for producing the show. Dr. Haynes, who works tireless behind the scenes, updating social media, is amongst the many tasks that he does. Smile Radio, you for listening, and for everybody that sent me an email, you know, thanks for sending me the tunes. Keep them coming. If you want to catch up with all previous shows, you can do so. The CodfatherDJ.podbean.com. They're all on there. Check them out. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. Like I say, if you want to be considered for the playlist, drop me a tune. TheCodfatherDJ1@gmail.com, which is exactly what this band, artist did. You know, that are going to see us out of today's show. It is the Cranberry Merchants. They're an husband and wife duo. Never mind laughing there. They're from Atlanta. They write, produce and play all their own material. They play a simplistic style, full of hooks and energy, with song contents ranging from history to hypocrisy. They're currently nominated in three categories for the International Singer-Songwriter Awards. For Best Vocal Duo, Best Band Single and Best Music Video. This is the title track off their debut EP, which is currently being aired on several indie stations across the states. This is In Blood. I'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.